We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Vav. We're in the Ramah in Sefirah Aleph. Says the Ramah, Mutar Lahamed Anfei Ilanos B'Mayim B'Shabbos. One is allowed to place flowers in water on Shabbos. Ulovad Shlo Yu Behem Prachim V'Shoshanim Shehim Niftachim Lachluchas Amayim. As long as there are no flowers which have not yet opened, and therefore by placing them in the water, you cause them to open, which is probably a prohibition of Zoreya Midrabanan. So if the flowers have not yet bloomed, you for sure cannot put flowers into a vase of water on Shabbos. The question is, what if the flowers have already bloomed? They are completely bloomed. Can you place those into a flower pot of water on Shabbos? The Prima Gadam and the Shulchan Aruch Rav understand like the simple understanding that you can put flowers in water as long as they're already bloomed. That's what it sounds like from the Ramah. However, the Chayei Adam and the Aruch HaShulchan and others disagree and say that the Ramah only means if they were already in water before Shabbos and they were taken out on Shabbos, then you can put them back in to the water on Shabbos. But to place them l'chatchila into water on Shabbos would be prohibited. Midrabanan, because it looks like you are watering seed. And the Mishnah Berurah also says that one is not allowed to fill up a vase of water on Shabbos because of tircha yisera. So therefore, even according to the Prima Gadam and the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that you're allowed to place the flowers into water on Shabbos if they had already bloomed, that is only if there was a vase filled with water from before Shabbos. But to fill up a vase of water on Shabbos would be prohibited. So Lamaisa, the Shaar HaTzion, says that if one forgot to put it in water before Shabbos, then you can rely on the Prima Gadam and Shulchan Aruch Harav. However, you still need to have the water in the vase before Shabbos. But to go into Shabbos thinking that you are going to put the flowers into water on Shabbos, that will be prohibited, says the Shaar HaTzion. You cannot rely on the Prima Gadam and the Shulchan Aruch Harav l'chadchila. Sif Yud Beis, Te'enim sheyavshu b'ibeihen, v'chein ilan sheyavshu peirosav bo, hatolash men b'Shabbos chayev. Even if the figs have dried, etc., you are still not allowed to detach them. Afal pi shehim b'ka'akurim le'in tuma, even though when it comes to the halachas of tuma, it's like they are detached. You are still not allowed to detach it lechatchila on Shabbos. Sif Yud Gimel. Asr lehishtamesh bitzdadei ha'ilan. We already saw that you're not allowed to use a tree for anything on Shabbos. You are also not allowed to use the size of a tree, which means something which is attached to a tree. So if you have a peg, a nail banged into a tree, you are not allowed to hang something from that nail on Shabbos. Aval bitzidei tzdadin mutter. Something which is attached to something which is attached to a tree, that one is allowed to use. So therefore, if you have a hammock, you would be allowed to take a nail and put it into the tree and then hang the hammock on that nail before Shabbos and use that hammock on Shabbos because that is tzidei tzdadin. But to tie the hammock directly around the tree before Shabbos, you would not be allowed to use such a hammock on Shabbos because that is considered to be using the tzadeh ha'ilan, which is prohibited. Lefichach, aser lismo chasulam letzideh ha'ilan. You cannot rest a ladder on the sides of a tree, on a peg which is attached to a tree. Chisalik b'mishamish v'tzadeh, because when you remove the ladder, when you climb up on the ladder, it's like you are using the side of the tree. But if you have a peg attached to something else which is attached to the tree, so that you can place the ladder on, that is like tzadeh tzadin, that is permissible. Because the peg is the tzad, and then the ladder is the tzadeh tzadin, so as long as it was placed there before Shabbos, using that ladder is like using tzidei tzadin, which is permissible. V'imnatz bo yaseid v'sola bo kalkala, if you stuck a peg into the tree and then you hung a kalkala on it, a basket of some sort, ha'yaseid nikrat tzadin, va kalkala ket tzidei tzadin, that basket is considered tzidei tzadin, which you are allowed to use. So once again, the ladder cannot be rested on the tzidei ha'ilan, on the peg which is in the tree on Shabbos, but if it was rested on that peg before Shabbos, then you can use the tree, you can use the ladder on Shabbos. The Ramah adds, Umutar liga ba'ilan, levad shalei nedenu. You're allowed to touch the tree on Shabbos as long as you don't make it move. It's not considered using it unless you're going to make it move. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says that to lean on a tree is only going to be prohibited if you are weak. And since you are weak, you are leaning on it with all your might, that is prohibited. But if somebody is a healthy person, to lean on the tree is permissible. That is not considered to be using the tree. Continues the Ramah. Or amok afilu me'ama mutter layered velalos, a pit, which is Me Ama deep, you are allowed to go into. Metapis Yor and Metapis Boli, you can go up and down it. Lochashina Shemiyakor Karkabir Dasubliyasa, we're not afraid that you are going to uproot some dirt when you go up and down. One more point about the usage of a tree. If you have a tire swing, so it appears that a tire swing is going to be problematic if you throw the rope over the branch and you are using directly the branch, so then swinging on the tire swing on Shabbos is using the Tzadei Ha'ilan, which is prohibited. So the only heter possible is if the tree does not move, if it is not menadnate, if the branch does not shake, because it is such a heavy branch, if it doesn't shake, even when you use that tire swing, so some say it is permissible in such a situation.